Hi, I'm Dave Coffin, an original from Mass Landing. The Mass Landing neighborhood is one of the four original villages of the town of Freeport, with Porter's Landing, South Freeport, and the Center Village, or Freeport Corner as it was once known, being the others. The name Harriseket Landing appears on some early maps of Freeport. The name of Mass Landing refers to the area's use in the 18th century as a shipping point for timbers cut and hauled from inland forests and intended for shaping into masts and spars for the ships of the British Royal Navy. The flow of water was probably quite a bit higher than it is today, making this site an important landing for travel in and out of Freeport in the 1700s and early 1800s, when roads were nearly non-existent. Most of the houses in the neighborhood date from the years 1800 to 1850, a period when the settlement had its greatest significance in Freeport's history. Early settlers in New England took quick notice of the frequency with which running waters cascaded over ledges, rocks, and cliffs. They immediately saw them as promising locations for various kinds of water-powered mills. One such operation was the mill stream at Mass Landing in Freeport. The large stone dam and the initial mill buildings are believed to have been built by Abner Dennison, who lived in a nearby house which was constructed in 1795 and is still standing. The dam originally supported a sawmill, but later Mr. J.P. Weeman built a textile mill, two grist mills, and a woodworking shop. Mr. Weeman also had partial ownership of a little steamer named the Tycho, which ran from Mass Landing to Portland with output of the mills. The smokestack was hinged so the craft could run under the nearby road bridge. The entire mill complex burned in 1861 and was never rebuilt, leaving only the stone dam as a reminder of the earlier businesses. In 1962, Mr. and Mrs. L.M.C. Smith donated the site of the mill, the Dennison home, and the surrounding acreage to Maine Audubon as a nature sanctuary. Visitors to the Audubon Sanctuary can view large portions of the remains of the stone mill dam. The Mass Landing neighborhood remains as a good example of the two related but separate ways of life in Freeport: the maritime activities of shipbuilding and seamen, and the farmers and tradesmen who remained on shore. Most of the commercial buildings are gone now, including a hay barn, store, and boarding house. The blacksmith shop sat across the road from the boarding house and was moved up to the Pettingill Road for a house. It is still in use as such today. The boarding house was still there when I was growing up, and we played in the building. It eventually became empty and they let it fall down, like so many things. When my father was a kid, the store and the hay barn, and of course, blacksmith shop is still there. He and his brothers ran a crab meat business out of it for a while in the 1930s. And when that failed, of course, everything was failing in the 20s and 30s. They moved it and made a house out of it. And my cousin Peter grew up in that blacksmith shop, actually, which was turned into a house. And that's still there. It's a unique area. Hasn't changed a serious lot. There's only been a couple of houses built within the perimeter of Mass Landing proper.